Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Well, hello. This freezing cold, sunny day.
Oh, my word. Here, but, you know, 2022 is a new year for me, like it is for everybody else. I get it. But this altitude thing I've been telling myself has changed me. I'm telling you, I was at breakfast this morning, and Maya's like, oh, my God, it's so cold outside, blah, blah, blah. And it's all about glass half full. I said, get through tomorrow.
Altitude.
Just get through tomorrow.
It's just altitude.
That's right.
She's going to rise above it.
That's right.
I was right in the middle of rising above it, and someone tried to kill me on my way into work.
Talk to me,
this is an open letter to the jerk face driving a stupid little red two-seater car. I want everyone to listen to what happened and what this driver did, because I've never seen anything like it. And if I'd had time to make a citizen's arrest,
okay,
I was going to make a citizen's arrest. I'm at 95th and Mission Road. So for all of you, think like Prairie Village, Leawood right there. There is a huge McDonald's on the northeast corner of 95th and Mission Road.
Yep.
Across from the Walgreens.
Right across from Ranch Mart. Right across from O'Neill's is right there. You know, there's a Hallmark store. There's a grocery store. So I'm seated right there. McDonald's is to my right. I am in the right lane. A car in the first position in the left lane, this tiny red jerk car,
right,
is in the far left lane. When the light turns green, this idiot in the left lane goes, "Bird!" and turns right in front of all of the traffic sitting there waiting to go. Follow me here, Scott. From the far left lane.
How many lanes does he have to... Okay.
He, as soon as the light turns green, he decides, for some reason, in the first position, I gotta head east. He cuts across all of those lanes of traffic, cutting everybody off that's getting ready to go for the green light. People just start honking like maniacs. My jaw is open, and I'm like, I cannot believe I just watched somebody do that. So I'm sitting there thinking, do I turn right into this McDonald's? I have to know who this is. What is so important that you just in the left lane turned right in front of all of this traffic? What are you thinking?
Did he pull into the McDonald's?
I watched the car. You can't pull into the McDonald's right there.
Okay.
He goes down about 70 yards, turns left into the McDonald's. Is that a Price Chopper right there?
Price Chopper, yeah.
Price Chopper, the holiday Gold Crown store, just right, pulls into the grocery store. I think there's like a tanning salon there. My point is, if this had been an emergency room,
could have been having a vitamin
right,
D
shortage. I would have been like, oh my God, this woman is either crowning and having a baby right, as we speak. He's having a heart attack. He's got to get to the ER. I get it. His emergency was either buying a greeting card, grabbing something at the grocery store, stopping in for a spray tan, or swinging through McDonald's. That's all that's over there.
Was it almost 10:30 by chance?
It was. Why? Well,
they cut off the English McMuffins at
you
10:30.
You have got to be kidding me.
Everybody knows that.
I'm being serious. He might have wanted a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, looked at the clock, and went, uh-oh.
Had I not been late for a meeting, I actually thought I am going to turn and follow that car. Because it was in the parking lot now, at this point. I'm like, I want to go over and say.
This goes against everything that you stand for.
I've always said, don't get involved.
Don't ever get involved.
My curiosity that someone would do that. And keep in mind, that's Overland Park, I think, by the time you hit 95th. There are going to be red light cameras there.
Sure, it's not Leawood.
It's right. It depends on what lane.
It depends
on what lane you're in right there.
Okay.
What would be so important, Scott? That you would do that where there's clearly going to be cameras. There's usually police right around there. And it's broad daylight.
I'm not saying it is a new thing because it's not. And I've always fought against the idea that, well, things are so much worse now than they were 20 years ago or whatever. It is something that I have noticed for years and years and years. There are just some people on this planet who don't care that you've been inconvenienced. And traffic is always a great example to use. It's an easy example
cutting
to use.
Cutting people off.
And you see it from time to time. You'll be driving down, say, a Shawnee Mission Parkway or State Line Road or something, and somebody knows that they're the road.
The exit's coming. The road is ending.
The road that they need to turn on is coming, and they're in the wrong lane. Your life and your safety and, quite frankly, your time be damned.
Yeah.
I need to get over, and I didn't get over, so I'm just going to stop my car in 55-mile-per-hour traffic, and I'm going to wait until there's an opening to get all the way over. This guy was not going 55 miles
Everyone
an hour.
Everyone was stopped.
You don't matter. Where I need to be and my mistake are the only thing that matters, and I should have been in the right lane, but I'm in the far left.
Yeah. And so do you know what else you could have done right there,
problem,
Scott?
Not mine.
He could have just gone straight.
Turned around. Would have added 2 minutes his trip.
I don't even think it would have added 2 minutes.
I think he could have gone straight and just turned right into the McDonald's. Amen.
And
lot.
Sam, you got to realize from a stopped position, all three lanes of traffic are just sitting there on this red light. The cojones to just gun it.
Tokyo drift that thing.
Cut directly across everyone getting ready to go. The car in the far right lane could have easily struck him if you're one of those people at a green light who goes when it's green.
Right. Now, I don't believe you would have approached him.
I would have gotten a look at him, and I would have given him that look. Like, I am onto you.
The
and
disappointed
I
mother
just
look.
I saw what you did, and what the hell are you doing?
But you wouldn't have confronted him.
Man, I don't know. If it had been a young kid, I might have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To what end?
I was that flabbergasted that somebody
and
did
annoyed.
That.
But
honestly, more just flabbergasted that, wow, you have really got to get to Price Chopper now?
Had it been a young kid and Dana confronted him, they would have been like, okay, crazy lady, go back to your home.
Oh, I'm sure they would have been.
They would have said, okay, Karen. And you would have been, my name's not Karen.
It was one of those little, like, Ford Fiestas. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to say it was a Ford Fiesta, but, like, very small.
Did you get a license plate?
No. Because he did it. I was like, what are you doing?
So you didn't even get a good.
No.
You said if it was a kid,
no.
you didn't even get a good look.
No,
at it.
I just saw the car whirp right across all the lanes of traffic,
what
and I go
flash of light.
And then you heard all these people honking because I think they were like, "What the hell just happened?"
I'm surprised somebody else didn't go after him. Not that I'm advocating that because I wouldn't.
I was praying there was a cop right there. Praying there was a cop.
I know. We've all been in that traffic situation where you see super jerk, and it's the one time, because normally when you look around, it's like, oh, there's a cop. I better watch myself.
Right.
And it's always when somebody is jerk of the year
kind
of category, you're like, please, please, merciful God, let there be a cop. And there isn't.
But if you succumb at one point to do the jerk move yourself, there just so happens to be
a
cop.
Right.
Now, I will say there's only one reason I don't believe your story.
Okay.
From KWCH, Kansas was ranked the number 3 best state to drive in, according to Wallet Hub. The website compared all 50 states across 31 key indicators of a positive commute. Its data set ranges from average gas to the rush hour traffic congestion.
Okay, those are all things
quality
that we enjoy that are out of our control. Lower gas prices and low commute times.
Well, but he was part of your commute.
wait a minute, because they also did Missouri in this, and there has always been this age-old discussion living
who's
here
worse?
In Kansas City.
Yep.
Who's worse?
Kansas is number three behind Iowa and Oklahoma. Where did Missouri come in?
And number three is good.
Yeah, good. Third best. Yeah,
third
yeah.
best.
Would you like to guess where Missouri ranked?
40th.
Oh, really close. 42, actually.
That's St. Louis dragging all the rest of you suckers down. You know it is.
Well, road quality was one of the factors they factored in, and we've all driven in Missouri before.
Well, I'm sorry that this guy cut you off. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad that your inner grizzly bear didn't kick in and you confronted him. That would have been a big,
I wanted to wag my finger.
I understand.
You, man.
You person thing, you. I get it. I'm glad you didn't.
Me too.
It's not worth it. This is how road rage gets started. This is how people get shot.
I know. I just came into work like a little good little lamb.
Just been storing it in, waiting for the volcano to erupt. I can see it on your face.
California howdies were flying everywhere.
You may not know this. Today is National DJ Day.
Aww.
When we get back, two broadcasters who can no longer call themselves DJs because of what they said on the radio.
And the reason, Scott, that I cringe that we even talk about what happened here, because there are other people involved. There are innocent people involved. I was sick when I read this story.
We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Sometimes say what you need to say. You shouldn't say what you think you need to say. And we have case in point. This one's from CNN. It's out of the state of Maine. It's always them small market guys screwing everything up. Two former broadcasters in Maine have been fired, according to a statement posted on the WHOU Facebook page. They were fired after calling female high school basketball players overweight and then laughing about it. Radio station owner Fred Grant telling CNN the broadcasters involved are Jim Carter and a guy named Steve Shaw. WHOU is the local radio station in Houlton, Maine, which borders New Brunswick, Canada. It's in eastern Maine, obviously northeastern Maine. The broadcast happened on our video streaming service on WHOU.live, not on our radio station, 100.1 FM. In the clip, and for those of you who aren't aware, in these smaller towns, they do the high school broadcasts. And,
yes.
You know, it's a big deal. I mean, you get to hear your kid's name on the radio and everything like that. In a clip shared on social media, one of the men can be heard saying, quote, "There are two girls out here extremely overweight, awful." Additional comments were made by the other broadcaster who said, and I quote, "How come you don't get uniforms that fit the girls?" Followed by laughing. They were fired.
My heart is shattered for those girls.
Oh, sure.
If you are an athlete on that court, I believe they called one of them out, Scott, by number. Like they said, oh, and look at number 67. Where do they get a uniform to fit that one? You know, if you are an athlete that is muscular, tall, short, fat, skinny, you as a teenage girl know.
As a teenage boy, you would know.
And then someone, and I thought the same thing last night. If there is a kid who is on the wrestling mat or out for track and field, first of all, they're out there. They're putting themselves out there. Yeah. Despite my talent level or shape or any of those things, I'm putting myself out there and I'm joining the team. And then to have two adults just eviscerate these girls, name at least one of them by number. And even if they didn't name them by number, if you are that girl,
you know.
I am extremely worried about those girls today. Now, the community has rallied around these kids. I think it's one of those towns where everyone knows everyone. And the school superintendent came out with a very positive message for the athletes and very harsh words for what was said. I don't even know what the topic is here other than they needed to be fired. I'm glad they were fired. And if you're going to pick on someone, pick on someone your own size. Why would you look down on a high school athlete, let alone a teenage girl? It would be just as, I'm not saying it would be any less bad if it was a teenage boy, Scott, but high school is hard enough for those kids right now. God, what were you thinking? What were they thinking?
Well, would you say that there's a difference if these were broadcasters who were calling a professional game of some capacity? I mean, we see it all the time.
Sure.
Especially in football. Well, that guy, he's a big hoss. Man, look at that guy. And you know what they're getting at. Back in the old days of William the Refrigerator Perry, I mean,
right.
People commented on television about his weight. He was a big guy. And by that, I mean he was overweight. There's a difference, though, when you're calling, and this is small town local radio,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, New York City where it could be any kid at any high school. This is the small town. There's probably one, maybe two high schools around. And when you're calling high school sports, these are kids who are not there for the money. They're not there on scholarship. These are kids who just want to be part of the team. They just want to participate. There is a line. And
they blew.
And they crossed it.
Over clearly. It, through it. You asked me would I feel different if it was professional sports. I think the answer is no. You know, you as a commentator can comment on the play.
The performance.
Even in high school, I don't think you kick the kids when they're down. But you can comment on, man, great game. Or, man, I felt like she really was struggling out there. You can say those things all day long. You don't comment about physical appearance. What does that have to do with anything? What does body shaming anyone in athletics have to do with anything? And you know, even with like the body issue that we see on the front cover every year of, is it ESPN Magazine mm-hmm. that does the body issue? Mm-hmm. Are we not beyond this where they have started celebrating all shapes and sizes? Remember Big Poppy, the baseball player?
Yep.
Nude on that front cover. Gary Player at age 75, nude on that front cover.
Come on, Gary Player looked good.
They have all, in all shapes and sizes, they have started to celebrate the athletic form in all shapes and sizes. So let's talk about golf, Scott. There are a couple of women on the tour who have curvier shapes than other women. Can you imagine if Jim Nantz said, well, and man, it was just, you can tell she's really struggling to rotate there today. It's her weight. I mean, it's just not okay, and it's not germane to any commentating discussion about player performance.
When John Daly was on the tour, would they make fun of him and his weight? I know people made fun of John Daly because of his weight, but would the commentators on television make fun of that?
I would have to go back and look. I don't think anyone made fun of his weight. They made comments about his lifestyle.
You mean the dangling cigarette from his mouth as he goes up to putt?
He has even commented, and I looked at this old interview from a few years ago where he's never had a drink of water. He doesn't drink water.
Well, that would get in the way of drinking vodka.
He drinks gallons of Diet Coke and vodka a day, smokes however many packs of cigarettes a day, doesn't apologize for it. And you can tell the interviewer in that interview is like, so you would admit that this is an unusual
regimen
for an athlete. And he's like, I just go out and I grip it and I rip it.
Grip it. We're talking about the glass or we're talking about the ball?
He goes, and then I go find it and I hit it again. And it's hilarious.
He's talking about both in that scenario.
And but did anyone ever say, God, he needs to drop a few pounds? No.
They wouldn't say that about John Daly?
I don't think they would. You could think it. But John Daly is who he is and he's not apologizing for it. These are high school girls, Scott.
No, Dana, I'm not defending it.
Oh, I know you're not.
It was over the line. They deserved it. Here's what I'm imagining in my mind, though. And again, I'm not defending this at all. This is small town radio. These are two schmucks who've been in that town forever.
Who probably have daughters.
Yeah, they're probably 40 going on 15 and... Ha ha, look at her. Don't they have any uniforms that fit these girls? Look at 17. She's fat. Rolf. I mean, they're not good at what they do. So they try to fill the time with just schmuckery, for lack of a better term.
They did not believe that their mics were on.
I don't care if they thought their mics were on or off.
Which, to me, almost makes it worse because they always say your character is who you are when you think no one's listening.
That's exactly right.
Well, everyone was listening.
Remember Tom Brenneman.
Yes, everyone is listening. You just fat shamed a couple of high school girls and everyone heard it.
576-7798. Bill and the others, hang tight. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and
so we're here
kids,
from Spider-Man NBC control, News.
And Batman with his fist, and
the news never stops is a phrase often used in the world of journalism. It's true. And it's a phrase that Tori Yorgi, a TV reporter in West Virginia, took to heart when she was hit by a car during a live report. The anchor back in the studio couldn't be bothered enough to care, and we'll play that for you here in just a second. Just so you understand what we were looking at when we recorded this earlier, it is what they call in the business a split screen. The anchor is on the left. The reporter out in the field is on the right. Two box, yes, thank you. And here is how it played out. And it was introduced on the Today Show this morning.
To a frightening moment that played out on live television. Tori Yorgi, a reporter for WSAZ, that's the NBC affiliate in Huntington, West Virginia. She was about to do a live report when she was accidentally hit by a car. Take a look.
Unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this. Water main breaks.
Got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
We're so glad, too, Tori.
Okay, can we please go back? Because you would think this was a Saturday Night Live skit, only it actually happened, and it's not even remotely funny. Who is the idiot in the studio on the left who says, well, it's not that
That's
that you see
TV
every day
you.
On live TV for you? Who the hell is that guy?
Oh my gosh. I just got
got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Well, that's a first for you on TV there, Tori. I know you can't feel your lower extremities because you're paralyzed from the waist down and everything, but let's get on to that report. Wow.
And now for weather.
Wow. Could he have cared less?
No, I don't think that he could have. You know, there are certain times in life when things happen in live television that the script goes out the window. I don't care about the frozen roads anymore. You stop what you're doing and you say, oh my God, are you okay? What the listener or the viewer last night might not have understood is that she was out there by herself. So in a move to slash costs across the country, stations stopped hiring photojournalists to pair with every single reporter. And they hire straight out of school what's called an MMJ, a multimedia journalist, which is short for we're so cheap, we're going to send you out by yourself. You're going to shoot it. You're going to report it. You're going to edit it. You're going to send it back. You're going to do all of it. In some cases, that MMJ model works fine. On the side of a busy street in the dark, on a report about icy conditions, this is a lawsuit. Why would you send an MMJ out to do that? If she had been paired with a photog, Scott, together he or she could have gotten her out of there to safety or would have seen the car coming.
Right.
And we've seen this before in other news reports. Get out of the way. Look out. There's no one there with her to say, get out of the way. Look out. And then you've got the idiot in the warm studio going, well, it's not every day you see that on live TV. Really, Jim?
Did you say she quit?
She says in one of the articles I read, this will be my last week. And I cannot speak for her, but I'm wondering if it's one of those situations where we are put outside alone in dangerous situations and I'm not doing it anymore.
And this is small market and I'm not going to work.
Did you look up what market this was?
Well, she's in Huntington, West Virginia. I mean, it's not a big market.
So she's probably making $22,000 a year. Right. See ya.
Have a good day.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Okay, pause it right there. Do you hear? That's the adrenaline. She's not okay. You can hear the adrenaline in her voice. I actually got hit by a car in college, but I'm okay. Like, she's literally in one of those moments where you're like, did that just happen? Am I still alive?
Mm-hmm.
And then listen to his next comment.
He just says, let me back it up here.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Owen Wilson.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah. You're okay.
I am so glad I'm okay. And he just goes, yep. Yep, you're all right. Enough stalling. Can we get to that report now about the icy road conditions, please?
I mean, the random passerby was more
concerned. Someone just wrote, I will not tolerate Tim slandered on this timeline. His monitor was a teleprompter, not showing him what is on the air. You don't need to see because you can hear the impact. And then you hear her say, I just got hit by a car.
Where did you read that defense?
It's on Twitter.
Okay.
Someone who works in media, who has 102,000 followers, by the way, and says, I will not tolerate him being slandered on his timeline. His monitor is a teleprompter and not showing him what is on the air, and thus he had no idea what happened. No. But
listen to it through the radio, and that even if that's the case.
Even if it's the first time you hear it, you hear, oh my God.
I've been hit by a car.
I
mean, here, you don't have a monitor in your car or at your home as you're listening to this show. I think the audio speaks for itself.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Does she, and then I believe, go on to do the report?
She does.
The entire report.
She has her own camera. She's her own camera person. And she readjusts the camera.
My God.
She gets back inside the box of the camera and then delivers the report.
People are saying he's the nicest guy on the planet.
He's
don't.
He's Ron Burgundy.
I don't deny that. He's probably a nice guy. He's probably been in that market 30 years.
Yeah.
He's probably the Ralph Hip of, okay?
Huntington, West Virginia, yes.
But there comes a time where there's a certain way to handle that, and I would just hope if I was in that two box, I would have handled it a different way. I can assure you if my husband was in that two box, he would have handled that a different way.
Says here to go F yourself, Huntington, West Virginia.
Now let's check the weather.
Fair point on the text line. She could have absolutely cussed at any point in that entire scenario, and she held it in.
And held it in.
I would have dropped F-bombs,
and finished
S-bombs.
The report.
The second word out of my mouth would have definitely been an S-bomb.
Yeah, it would have first started with holy.
Oh. Yeah.
Or holy, yeah.
Tori is my hero, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay, somebody says if you listen real closely, you can hear her say, thank God this is my last week or something like that. Okay.
A lot of people on the text line are saying that she was already getting ready to move to a bigger station. So maybe she didn't quit over this.
I hope she did not take a job as an MMJ. Get that girl a photog. I'm sorry. Get that girl a photog.
Somebody says he doesn't respond the way you like, so you want to cancel him. First of all,
I don't want to cancel him.
Can
but
we lose the word cancel from our vocabulary?
If you saw someone get hit by a car and then say, if you weren't clear, I just got hit by a car, most of us would react with shock and oh my God, are you okay?
And concern. Yes, he didn't respond the way that I would like. He didn't respond the way a human being would respond. That's all I'm pointing out.
I think, Scott, and we have the beautiful, in what we do for a living every day here, we have the ability to, for the most part, say what we think and feel, for the most part.
Fair.
I think those who have been in television for a very long time, you get locked into that script, you get locked into that teleprompter. I've got to look good, I've got to do this, I've got to deliver this, I've got to hit the brake on time, I've got to go to weather on time. You get so locked in that you feel somehow trapped in that box in an empty studio, and you don't feel like you can react the way a normal human being would react, and that's sad to me.
Peloton is stopping, at least temporarily, stopping production of the company's connected fitness products amid slowing demand, according to a report from CNBC. Peloton planning to stop production of its bike in February and March, according to the network. The company will not make its treadmill for 6 weeks starting in February. The company halted production of the upgraded, more expensive Bike Plus in December. Peloton issue, you know, all the stories about the injuries and potential risk to children and pets. Peloton, in a statement, in light of multiple reports of children becoming trapped, pinned, and pulled, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Are you surprised by this?
No. I thought.
Are they $10,000 or six? How much are they?
I believe when we looked them up, they were $6,000 to $7,000. And they were huge because everybody was locked in at home.
I have never understood why anyone would pay the price of a car for a piece of equipment that you can get at your gym down the street. If that's your thing, great. It's not my thing. This is a product that I believe sold very quickly on the front end. And then once all of the very rich people have them, you have priced yourself out of the market.
Yeah. You've run out of customers.
Because by now, if you have the money to spend $6,000 on a bike, you've already done it.
And keep in mind, when a lot of people did buy it, even the people with money, when they were buying it, it was because we were stuck at home. Gyms were closed. People still wanted to work out. Those who had the money still wanted to work out, but they couldn't get to the gym and their instructor. Well, here comes a bike that we'll deliver to your home. It's only $7,000, and we'll put the instructor on a little TV screen, and they can yell at you there.
They'll be yelling at you in your own room. No!
Typically, the whole point of the at-home workout equipment is to save a dollar or two. If the classes on the Peloton cost more than the class at the local gym, you're not saving any money.
Yep. Quick break, 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie. I'm Scott Parks. Don't forget, we make available every minute of every hour on podcast. If you miss anything, you can always check it out at kmbz.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? Show my scorn.
A story here from the Associated Press. Story reads, home and no longer alone. The 19-year-old Belgian pilot, Zara Rutherford, setting a world record as the youngest woman to fly solo around the world. Touching her small airplane down in western Belgium earlier today, 155 days after she departed. She made it count for herself, her family, and dedicated it all to young women trying to succeed in sectors like aviation and the sciences that drive the industry. Go for it, she said after the adventure. It takes a lot of time, patience, a lot of work, but it is incredible. She flew from the tundra in Siberia to through typhoons in the Philippines and also flew directly over the Arabian Desert.
That's so cool.
She says one time her microlight plane filled up with the stench of the California wildfires. Often she was flying in absolute solitude over seas or desolate land. Any potential rescue would have been hours away. She spent weeks isolated in a tiny Siberian village with no contact with her family or the world that she knows. 155 days made it around the world.
Good for her.
I don't know if this is a topic for later. We've already made it a topic before. Multiple school districts have already canceled their classes for today.
There's
and
a new
tomorrow.
One. Did you see this?
Who's the new one?
He just sent this to me. Park Hill.
200 plus staff members out in Park Hill.
The issue in Park Hill, and this just dropped within the hour. We have more than 200 of our staff members out with illness.
Oh boy.
And we are only able to cover 54% of those with substitutes. This is more than we have ever seen in the history of the Park Hill School District. Over the last weeks, as these numbers began to spike, our staff has taken extraordinary measures to keep students in school. We have custodians answering phones. Everyone with proper certification has been covering classrooms, from our special ed teachers to coaches, et cetera, et cetera. This does mean we haven't been able to provide some key services. As illnesses continue to rise, we are reaching a breaking point. If we do not have enough staff to properly supervise our students, we cannot have school. Here's the line you
this
need to listen
Park
to.
Park Hill,
Park
right?
Hill.
Okay.
This is why we are warning you today. If our staff absences increase anymore, we might need to shut down our district for one or more days. This would mean everything would close. Our schools, online academy, offices, childcare programs, tuition preschool, athletics, activities, and events. We would not go to virtual learning or alternative methods of instruction. We know this impacts your family. We are asking you to make plans now. Please keep your child home if they have symptoms of illness. Thank you as we navigate these challenges.
Read between the lines there.
It's
what
coming.
Park Hill is saying is we're one phone ring away from having to cancel school. Odessa School District announced it's moving to virtual learning for the rest of this week. Who else? Clinton School District opting to have alternative method of instruction, what's called AMI, today and tomorrow. Sedalia, Warrensburg, Knob Noster, and then St. Joseph.
I know this isn't popular, but we talked about this last week. We talked about this at the beginning of this week. Instead of the slow drip that we keep giving you day in and day out, rip the damn Band-Aid off. Rip it off. Send them home for 4 days, 6 days. MLK would have been the perfect bridge to do this, by the way. Rip the Band-Aid off, send everybody
Maybe
home.
Maybe just add like last Friday
yes.
and then Tuesday of
we'll
this week.
We'll see you in a week, and hopefully by then people start testing negative and can come back. I've talked to more people this week who have said, and this is true, Omicron is here to stay. We are now, contact tracing has gone out the window. Why are we still even doing that? And most people are now not.
The state of Kansas said they're not
going
to do it anymore.
To keep contact tracing. It's a waste of time right now and a waste of money. It's here. We have to learn to live with it. We're there. We have to learn to live with this, Scott.
So do we just, here's what I'm thinking. We're now at Thursday. Everybody is hanging on by a fingernail, those who are still open. Park Hills just basically said we're one more teacher, and they didn't say this. I'm totally reading between the lines. We're basically a couple of phone rings away, and we're done. Shawnee Mission School District somehow, some way has been able to hold in there, even though they sent out an email over the weekend saying, make plans now, get ready, it's coming. Olathe and KCK shut down on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. I believe they're both back today. But then as they come back, then some of the smaller districts around here, Chillicothe, Clinton, Knobnoster, Odessa, Warrensburg, St. Joe, all either going to virtual learning or canceling classes altogether today and tomorrow.
Well, and keep in mind, it's not entirely COVID's fault in this. Before the pandemic, we would have sent a teacher to go teach, say, with the sniffles or a slight cough. Whereas now, if you wake up and you feel bad, you need to tell somebody. They're going to tell you to stay home until you figure out what's going on.
And then the hospitals will tell you this, too. On top of all of that, life still happens, okay? So you still have a teacher who has an appointment with her obstetrician or dental. You still have life. It's not like 100% of those teachers are out from COVID, Sam, to your point. Let's say 80% are out from COVID and the other 20% are just out from the normal percentage they would see out 5 years ago for just life, Scott.
I'm not going to mention the district because I can't prove this. And please, 6181, don't take that as an insult. But this person writes in, my son is a junior at one of the school districts we've mentioned. He told me last night that he's had some classes without a teacher, in the classroom. And what they do is just send them to the library to sit and to study, presumably. We may carry this on into the next hour because this is coming. We're getting to that point. And we talked about it a little bit last week when Bonner Springs was having this problem. Olathe and KCK this week.
Also coming up, we're going to talk about a college professor who is in trouble for stealing someone else's words. And I would just say, if you're going to steal someone else's words, maybe you don't steal this guy's words.
Get to that and much more coming up in just a moment. Don't forget to check out our podcast at KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. News is next.
I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.